You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates.
My dearest sister Margaret, I hope this letter finds you well. By the time you read this, I should be either heading home or, sadly, lost my life. I would like to tell you about this most peculiar incident. After seeing a giant of a man mushing a dog sled along the ice, we have discovered a female also mushing a dog sled. We urged her to come aboard and leave the dogs behind, and eventually she did. She has been a great company, the only other intellectual on this ship. After she healed from the cold, we fucked in my quarters every day. Most of the men here can't keep it up in the cold weather, so it's great having a lady with me. After she made me orgasm last night, she was finally willing to tell me what she was doing in this barren, frozen tundra. I hope to tell you in person, my lovely sister. Keep that pussy wet for me. Love, your sister, Roberta.
I can see the curiosity in your eyes. I will not make you wait any longer as to why I am out here. I came here hunting the creature you saw earlier. He is not a man. He is my gravest mistake. It all started with my father. He was a kind man whose friend went into poverty and left town due to the embarrassment of it all. My father found him sick and his daughter working hard to support her father. My father, being around the same age as her, took her in and married her. And a year later, I was born. My father wanted a boy, however, and so a year later he got his wish. Then 2 years later, he had a second. My mother was a very kind woman. She always helped anyone in need. Everyone said she brought a big smile to their faces. One day, she came home with a girl. Just like me, she was 18. My mother had adopted her so that she may be raised properly, and she became my cousin, Elizabeth. They spent so much time together. As time went on, my mother got weaker. So, she hired a sweet girl named Justine to help tidy the place. I tried to convince my father to let me go to university, to study the sciences. I was not content just pleasuring myself like Elizabeth was. I wanted to find something better. I got my wish at a grave cost to my mother. She passed away. And she told my father to let me follow my dreams. He told me no one would respect a woman there. So I became Victor, and off I went. By day, I was Victor, learning about chemicals and equations. By night, I was Victoria, researching how to pleasure herself with that knowledge. I made progress with dildos, but
forget it.
I needed something more. I needed something that could respond. Come on, Igor, hurry up. The sun will be up soon.
Yes, Victoria.
That's not what I meant, you fool. But don't stop. Oh, Igor, hurry up, will you? You're not reaching nearly deep enough for me. I know you can do better than that.
I can do it harder, Miss Victoria.
Yes. You see, this is why I need to do this. Now come on. This one looks good. I told him to go as I assembled my creation. He was nearly complete. He was 8 feet tall and hung like a stallion. I just needed a spark to bring him to life. Luckily, the university laboratory had just the thing to help. I cranked the gears to lift up my creation. After a few moments, lightning struck, and I brought the creature back down. He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's moving! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive and hard! Very hard! His shaft is huge and perfect! He's already stroking his cock! Oh my goodness! I didn't believe it. Oh, he's amazing. Oh, yes. I'll go deeper, you great big fruit. Nothing compares to the real thing. Unbelievable. Oh, this is fucking amazing. This is truly my greatest invention yet. Oh, fuck. His stamina is unmatched. Oh, keep going. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Now what? Oh. stick. It's so big. I've never had one this big before. And fuck your master's ass. Ram it with your big dick. I've never been fucked like this before. This creature is amazing. Truly amazing. Yes. Spank my ass. You're not satisfied. You want more? Oh my God, you're a monster. It was then that I saw what I had created. Oh, he was great, but he was an abomination. I ran from him as he continued to stroke his cock, crying something unintelligible. I came back to the laboratory in the morning. He was gone. You think I would be relieved, but no. It only made me more afraid. The demon could be anywhere. I got sick with fear and was bedridden. Luckily, Igor was there to nurse me back to health. Though, when I was feeling better, terrible news befell me. I got a letter saying my youngest brother had died. I rushed to get prepared and head home straight away. I got there by nightfall and had to wait till morning for the gate to open up. So in my misery, I went to the place where my poor brother was murdered. Through the rain and wind, I thought I saw that wretched creature I had made, scaling the mountain with ease. Surely, he must have murdered him. The next morning, the gates opened and I rushed to my family home, greeted by my family. I heard the news. They found the killer. But it was not my beast that did it, but poor Justine, and she was to be put to trial. I knew it was not her, but they would think I was insane if I said who the true killer was. So I went with them to the courthouse.
I could not have done it! You know me, and I know God will find me innocent. I was at my aunt's house. I started kissing down her body, and we began to make love on the marital bed. My tongue was licking her most private places, and before I knew it, it was nightfall. I headed back to town, but the gate was closed. So I spent the night in a barn of a friend, but I did not tell them as to not be a burden. In the middle of the night, I heard a noise, and a shadowy form appeared before me, stroking his massive cock. I did what I thought was best and pulled up my dress, and he approached me. He fucked me in that bond like an animal, pounding my pussy as I screamed in pleasure. Yes, yes, more. He made me taste my own flavor off of his cock before ramming it in my ass, pressing me up against the hay as the animals watched us. He shot a massive load all over my back before leaving, as I drifted off to sleep.
No one would believe that story. Only I knew she was innocent. Elizabeth was the only one to still defend her. The next day, she confessed to the crime and was to be hanged. She wanted to speak to Elizabeth, so later that day we went to her cell.
How could you do this? We were like family. I did not do it.
Then why confess?
To be forgiven for all my sins in life. Though, I would like to commit one more sin, if you would allow. Victoria, if you are here, you must think me innocent as well. And I would like my two true friends to spend this last night with me. Your tits are huge, Victoria. Just like your mother's.
You're pretty big yourself. Justine, squeeze your fat tits between the bars.
Like this? My best friend sucking on my tits. It's like God himself is giving me one last gift. Victoria. Elizabeth. Let me taste your petite breasts, Elizabeth, and your massive breasts, Victoria. Oh.
Christine.
Taste me, please.
You taste so good. Such a pretty pussy. The taste.
Victoria, did you bring them?
Of course.
Oh my goodness. Fill me up. Justine. How does it feel to take two? One in your ass, one in your pussy. I can tell you love it.
Yes, she does. Yes, give it to her, Elizabeth. Oh, we're going to really make her come.
Let me taste your flesh. Let it be the last thing that I taste.
Does it taste good, Justine? Wait here. There we go. I have combined the dildos. You should be able to fuck both of us at the same time, Justine.
Oh, thank you.
Going straight for our asses, Justine. You naughty girl.
It was always your favorite thought about me, my naughtiness. Besides, you both can take it. I know you can. Come on, girls. Take it.
How are you finding my invention, Elizabeth?
Oh, so good.
Going for the pussy now, are we, sweetie? I've always liked testing your invention, Victoria. This gets to be Elizabeth's privilege now. Are you grabbing the pussy? Yes. Oh, Justine. And the next day, it was done. That was the last straw. My abomination had to be destroyed.